Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the book of Ecclesiastes as we continue on in our Through the Bible series, Cover to Cover. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 through 14.
The conclusion, when all has been heard, is fear God and keep His commandments, because this applies to every person. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil.
Life doesn't always play out in cookie cutter scenarios. The equation, good things happen to good people, more often than not, isn't descriptive of how life actually goes. Innocent people suffer. Obedience to God is oftentimes followed by unideal circumstances. And unfair events are all too familiar in our broken world. I'm sure there are several things you can think of off the top of your head that feel hard and undeserved in your own life. The author of Ecclesiastes gets this. He doesn't have rose-colored glasses on. The message of Ecclesiastes lives and breathes within this reality that life is often full of unexplainable and harsh circumstances. The author of this book, who is most likely Israel's King Solomon or someone who followed in his wisdom philosophy, argues that there are two ways we can go through life given this reality. We can try to find meaning and happiness apart from God, or we can trust God in the midst of the hard, unexplainable circumstances of life and continue to obey Him. In line with this first approach, the book points out several ways we as humans try and fail to find meaning apart from God. The speaker himself provides a personal account of his own life in search for meaning. He describes how he pursued pleasure and entertainment. He acquired whatever he desired and allowed himself any sexual and romantic experience. He talks about how he worked extremely hard, racking up great accomplishments and accumulating tons of wealth. Listen to how he describes himself in Ecclesiastes chapter 2. I became great and surpassed all who were before me in Jerusalem. Also, my wisdom remained with me, and whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. But listen to how he feels given all the excess and success in his life. He says, then I considered all that my hands had done and all the toil I'd expended in doing it. And behold, all was vanity and a striving after wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun. Ecclesiastes hits on everything possible we could look to besides God for meaning. And then it slaps us in the face with the empty reality of these pursuits. For example, we look to pleasure and indulgence, but eventually these experiences stop fulfilling us. They're never enough. Or we look to success and progress, but we lose motivation when we realize the depressing reality within the secular worldview that eventually time will erase us all and everything will cease to matter. Or maybe we look to money and the accumulation of material things, but once again, experience has shown us that these things never bring lasting peace. No matter which road you take, life apart from God cannot bring meaning or fulfillment. But isn't it hard to not want to chase after these things? We keep striving and holding out hope that maybe the right romantic relationship, or just a little more success, or having this lifestyle or that experience will make us happy. Just look at the history of America. In 1967, a Senate subcommittee was told that by 1985, the average American would only work 22 hours a week for 27 weeks a year because of labor-saving devices like new appliances, faster transportation, or email. People thought technological innovation would create the problem of too much leisure in the future. Does that feel like a reality for you? Is your life full of too much leisure? You're probably laughing at the thought. Our lives are busier than ever. Our baseline of quote-unquote needs just keeps going up. We keep reaching after more things, more accolades, more status. The list goes on. So what's the alternative to this endless chase to find meaning and happiness? At the end of the book, the author says, "The conclusion when all has been heard is, fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil." So according to Ecclesiastes, trusting and obeying God is the only path to peace. Let's walk through how that plays out. Obeying God means loving him with our whole heart. And to love and be loved by God is the one thing that truly satisfies our souls. The satisfaction in God means we aren't looking to the things of this world to make us feel whole or to validate our existence. So we can enjoy the good things in life when they come. But we can also stay grounded when they go. Yes, hard, unexplainable things will keep happening. But those who hope in God can find contentment in the present because they orient their current living around the future reality of their eternal existence. The contentment we find in the book of Ecclesiastes is magnified in Christ. Jesus came to inaugurate the future that Ecclesiastes pointed to. When Jesus rose from the dead, the age of restoration began. His resurrection is proof that God will one day complete what he started. He will implement justice, restore his creation to perfection, and give us complete rest and joy in his presence. At the cross, Jesus secured you as God's child for all eternity. The message of Ecclesiastes in light of Christ is to obey God given the living hope Jesus has brought you. What comes to mind when you think of a life characterized by contentment? I think of stillness, rest, a lack of hurry and anxiety. But what's interesting is that contentment is not stagnation. Out of this peace and rest actually flows a life of purposeful living. Ecclesiastes 3:12-13 says this, "I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man." Do you hear what's growing out of this foundation of contentment in God? Doing good, celebrating, taking pleasure in your work. A content life framed by eternal hope in Christ means a life busting at the seams in abundant living. Take some time to reflect now. Are you feeling restless, unsatisfied? Like you're always grasping for something more? Are you longing for contentment for this abundant life? And take a moment to reset your perspective on your hope in Christ. God has made you his child, and you will spend eternity with him in perfect existence. Take a moment to ask God to help you live today in light of your hope. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for the contentment and hope he has given you in Jesus.
In the valley
I cling to you.